picture this. You're halfway through a senior session and your client's standing there like a deer in headlights asking, what do I do with my hands? Sound familiar? Don't worry. We've all been there. Posing seniors can feel like an uphill battle, but it doesn't have to be. In this episode, we're spilling the tea on how to turn off those stiff, awkward moments into confident and natural poses that scream authentic. From icebreakers that actually work to movement-based posing in hands that don't look awkward. We're giving you the tools to bring out the best in every senior. So grab your camera and get ready. This is Posing Like a Pro, how to bring out the best in high school seniors.
Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters. Just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for the raw edit.
The first thing I like to do when I'm going to start working with my senior is we start small talking, we get comfortable with each other, you know, ask them things about sports they're in, any trips they're going on, just things that they can easily talk to you about and get comfortable with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Typically when they get there, they're pretty nervous. I mean, they've never did this before, usually never been like the center of attention. And, you know, the first thing I tell them is, you know, these things are going to feel weird. And if they feel weird, it usually photographs very well. So if it feels weird, go with it because you're doing the right thing. And I, you know, assure them that I'm going to pose them. And if something doesn't look right, I will adjust it.
Yeah. So I start out mine in a very similar way. I love to small talk with my seniors. I ask them how their day is, what they were doing, you know, did they have to work that day? We got to start talking about sports, what they're into. And then I too like to set the stage for the session and I tell them it's okay to be nervous. I'll ask them straight out if they're nervous. And then I also tell them, you know, it's okay to feel awkward. I may put you in a pose you don't feel comfortable in, but you'll get there. And sometimes, you know, they'll ask me what to do with their hands. And I don't know if that's a question you get, but that's one I get. And I will just let them know that I want them to do whatever feels natural with them. And I know personally that the first 10 minutes of their session, you're not going to get the perfect pose. Like, I know that they're not going to give me that exact pose that we want, but I know that we're just warming up. And I know that after that 10 minutes that they'll feel comfortable and we'll get the exact pose that they're looking for. I don't know if that's the same for you, but I just know 10 minutes, at least 10 or 15 minutes into that session it's not going to be the perfect pose.
Yeah, 100%. In fact, I tell my seniors to save their favorite outfit to be the second to last or the last outfit, because I know they're not going to be where we wanted to be for sure in the beginning. And so that's one other tip that I do.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. I agree
with everything you said.
Yeah. So let's start talking about the foundational start of posing. And there is five poses that I feel like is a good start. And that is stand, sit, lean, and lay, and move. When I get to a location, I will look at the various, you know, spots that we could take pictures, and I start mapping out where we can stand, where we can sit, where we can lean, where we can lay down, or where we can do movement. Is that true for you too?
Oh yeah, 100%. And if you keep this in mind, like in your mind, you've got five poses right there without modifying anything. I mean, and you can modify each one to have, like, if you're standing, you could, you know, cross your legs in front. You could put your hands in your back pockets, or you could put one hand in a front pocket, one hand in a back pocket, do the flamingo pose. I mean, that's just with the standing, and we haven't hit the other four yet.
Yeah. And I love that because then with each pose, like say with that standing pose, you have just listed four or five different variations of that pose. And you can then you capture the wide shot. You can do a close up and you can do a three quarter of that shot. So right there, you're filling their gallery with all this variation, which I absolutely love. So you've talked about the standing. I mean, they're sitting, which I love the hugging your knees. If there's stairs available or some type of a step, I will have them sit on stairs just to create dimension. I may have them sit with one knee up and the other one tucked under. I know for guys, I like to use this sitting, both knees up, hands, you know, just a good power stance, even though they're sitting. And then there's leaning, which you can lean up against anything. Hand railings, buildings, rock walls, fences, buildings. I love leaning. And then it's just a matter of tweaking what they're doing with their elbows or their arms or their hands, which again is adds variation by adding what you can do with your hands too with all of this.
When you're with your sitting one, when you were talking about the stairs, that just made me think of something. Something with the stairs I like to do is get above them, get below them, and then like frame them in the railing and shoot through it. And right there with that one pose, you've got three pictures without doing wide three quarters.
Yeah.
There's so much you can do. And I think it's just easy to get in the moment and your mind go blank. But if you can remember these five things, you're going to be able to get a bunch of poses in like a short amount of time.
Oh, absolutely. And I love the above angle, the different angles too. I mean, think of that. You've got the foundation for how to start a pose. You've got all the variations of what you can do with your hands and your legs and your knees and your feet. And now you're adding the variation of all the different angles. You know, you're coming in from above, you're coming in from a low angle, and then you're capturing them either wide, close up, and three quarter. That right there is pretty much the formula for how to get your seniors to pose.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. And that also gives you the variation in their gallery too. All right. So let's talk a little bit about movement, because you use movement in the beginning of your sessions.
I do. I start with movement. Most people don't, I guess I've realized, but to me, like just them having not like crazy movement yet, but like just the walking or even jogging gets them to me, loosens up my seniors quicker. I know some people wait to get further into their session to start doing that, but that's just how I start mine. You do it different, right, Sarah?
Yeah, I start mine out with just some simple standing and sitting poses. And then after that 10 minutes, when they get warmed up, then I will incorporate some movement. I'll be like, okay, now you're ready for some movement. Let's add it. But I love, because I've noticed too, that when I do incorporate movement, they can kind of get out of their own head and they just, you can just see them comfortably doing the thing and they become confident. And, you know, if you have to, I've guided them through it, which you shouldn't have to, but I do. But movement is awesome. I love movement. And what are some of your movement prompts?
So movement, I like the girls to walk towards me, like very an exaggerated, like Beyonce walk, and then walk away from me, but then drop their shoulder and look back at me. That's one of my favorite ones. With the guys, before they start walking, I'll tell them a few different prompts. Like I'll say, you know, pretend like you're rubbing Icy Hot on the back of your neck while you walk towards me, and then go from there and pretend like you're like washing your hands with the soap, gives your hands something to do. And then I'll say, and then from there, maybe put one of your hands in your pockets. And I always tell them to look at me, look side to side, so it feels more natural. Mm-hmm. What other ones that. Do I like to do?
Yeah. I love to do
hair movement with girls is huge. You know, hair move is like huge. And that's always pictures they pick. Do you notice that too?
Yep, I do. And those are kind of some of my favorite too. One of the things I like to have my guys do is a grapevine. They'll kind of look at me weird. I'll ask them like, do you know what a grapevine? Some of them do, some of them don't. But that something we'll do is a grapevine either towards me or away from me. If a girl's wearing a dress, I'll have her just grab the corner of the dress and just kind of flip the dress from side to side. And then two, if we've got props, I like to use the props. Like if the guys are into basketball, if they're into football, I ask them to bring the basketball or the football with them, and I'll either have them toss the balls up in the air, you know, toss the football, and then I like to lay on the ground. And mm-hmm. as they're tossing the football up in the air, I've got that aerial view of them tossing the football. That one's my favorite shot for anybody that plays football. And then if they're into basketball, if we're wherever we're at, I'll just have them dribble the basketball. I mean, just to create some movement from all of that.
The lane shot is one of my last ones I do. I feel like they are the least comfortable for whatever reason to get on their back or stomach. I don't know about you, but I don't know if it's just getting on the ground or what mm-hmm. it is, but that also turns out usually to be favorite shots I've noticed of them. Do you know what I mean? Oh, one tip I do have for that, if I'm shooting girls, I usually have put one hand above their head, but I make sure it's the one not closest to the camera. Do you know what I mean? Because nobody right. wants an armpit shot.
Right.
And that's just something I've learned, just, you know, trial and error. And then also not to put their hand on their stomach, just because sometimes it looks maternity-ish, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't know that till I went to like a workshop and they're like, don't ever have them do that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Have them lay in tall grass. And then you've got that visual of that tall grass coming up towards your camera. And it's like, it's funneling your focus right down to your senior. I absolutely love that. Hey, photographers, Sarah here. Are you ready to level up your skills and build the business of your dreams? Whether you're just starting out or you're feeling stuck in the middle of your journey, my mentorships are designed to give you the tools, confidence, and strategies you need to succeed. I know firsthand how overwhelming it can feel to navigate the world of photography, balancing client work, learning editing techniques, and marketing yourself all at once. Maybe you're struggling to book the right clients or you're spending hours editing and still not loving the results. You're not alone, and that's where my mentorships come in. I've designed personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to your specific needs. Whether you're mastering your camera settings, nailing consistent editing in Lightroom and Photoshop, or creating efficient workflows to save time, we'll focus on the areas that matter most to you. This isn't a cookie cutter course. It's a fully customized experience designed to meet your goals. You'll learn actionable strategies that you can implement immediately to see results in your business. Plus, you'll get insider tips on how to find light, pose with confidence, and build a standout client experience, things I've perfected over years of photographing high school seniors and beyond. I've been where you are, and I know what it takes to go from feeling overwhelmed to running a business that not only thrives, but feels fulfilling. My mentorships are all about helping you fast track your success while avoiding the mistakes I made along the way. Are you ready to invest in your business? Let's make it happen. Head to smunsonphotography.com to learn more and book your mentor session today. Don't wait. Your next breakthrough could just be one call away. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. Let's work together to build the photography business you've been dreaming of, one step at a time. Now let's get back to the episode. So let's talk, and maybe you don't have, but I have a hand dilemma. When my seniors first meet with me during their session, I think one of the very first questions when I get them into a pose is, what do I do with my hands? Do you have that same thing?
I don't, but I have little tricks that I do, you know, to make it look more natural so they don't have claw hands. For the girls, I like to tell them to pretend, if they don't have a ring on their middle finger, to just pretend like you're twisting it. Or another one is pretend like you're holding like a small purse in the front of you. And it also makes their arms bend, which makes them look more flattering.
I'm going to have to use those. Mine always ask, what do I do with my hands? I love those ideas.
And then for guys, pockets are always good, but I always want to see their thumb out or their thumb in the, you know what I mean? So I want to see fingers. Like I don't want their hand to totally disappear.
Yeah.
And they always want to put their whole hand in there. So then I just adjust it a little bit like that.
I always tell my guys, put your hands in your pocket, but gently put your, because have you ever watched a guy when he puts hands in his pockets? He's like, shoves them down. I'm like, no. We're not shoving your hands down into your pockets. We want to know that you actually have fingers. So I always tell my guys, gently put your hands in your pockets and leave your thumbs out. Yes, I love that. And I like to, you know, even when I'm working with my girls, I like to have them bring like their fingers up to their face. And I'll be like, gently place your fingers like on your cheek or underneath your chin. And then I also too like to have my girls bring their hands up back behind their neck, like they're rubbing their neck. I like to also use the take your hands and gently swipe your bangs. Just, I see girls doing it all the time. They're swiping their bangs all the time. So I like that movement with my girls too.
And it looks natural.
Yeah. And it does. It really does. And again, one thing during our session that we always do is hype. So when I give them some of these prompts, I'm like, oh, yeah. Love that. Love that. Keep doing more of that. Or, you know, that positive reinforcement just creates more and more confidence, the ultimate booster. We've talked about it before. And I'm not afraid to show them pictures of, show them, you know, pictures on my camera. Like if they've done something that I absolutely love and they look absolutely gorgeous in, I want them to see that. I want them to know that what they're doing is great.
Let's recap this episode, Sarah.
Sure. So first off, we want to start out simple with small talk, set the stage and let them know what to expect. Both Kelly and I offer a guide to our seniors when they first book with us that goes over what to expect. But we also like to talk about what to expect during the session when they get there, just to help break the ice. Let them know that it's okay to be nervous. And if they feel awkward at any moment in time, it's okay. The photo's going to look great. The other thing we want you to know is to make sure that you are offering variation in your gallery. There, you can do that with the various poses such as sit, stand, lean, lay, and move. And you can capture that variety by also incorporating the hands. You know, I like to use the top down where you start with your hands at the top and move down towards the bottom of their body. And then also capturing the wide angle, the three quarter, and the close up shots. Make sure you incorporate movement. It is the secret sauce to getting authentic poses. And then assist them with their hands. I know one of the questions I get a lot is what to do with your hands. And you can help them out with that dilemma by offering things to do with their hands throughout their session. And then positive feedback. I have found that positive feedback equals a confidence booster. It allows them to get comfortable. They feel better about what they're doing. They feel more in control. And then we want to end each episode with an action item for our listeners. And today's action item is to implement the stand, sit, lay, lean, move variation into your next episode. And let us know how it goes by leaving us a comment.
Yes. And I'm going to share my free posing guide. You can find the details to the free download in the show notes. And we want to thank you for listening to today's episode. If you'd like what you heard, please leave us a review and subscribe.